Today, September 17th, is the feast day of the great St. Robert Bellarmine, Jesuit and defender of the faith, one of the great saints of the Catholic Reformation. His baptismal name was Robert Francis Romulus Bellarmine, but they called him Bobby for short. He was born in Tuscany into a noble family in the year 1542. He was the third of 10 children. His family was a very prayerful, devout Catholic family, even though his father would later oppose him becoming a priest, but eventually he gave in. He was a nephew of Pope Marcellus II. As a young man, Robert was brilliant. He memorized Virgil. He knew Virgil by heart. He was brilliant in Latin. He played the violin. At the age of 18, he felt called to the priesthood, so he entered the Jesuit order, relatively a brand new order. It had just begun about maybe 20 years earlier. He was of course, a brilliant student. After his ordination, he taught at Louvain for 7 years. This was just after the Council of Trent, during what we call the Catholic Reformation. There were many attacks on the church because of the Protestant theology, and so Robert Bellarmine was one of the great defenders of the Catholic faith. He was brilliant in languages, scripture, church history, the church fathers. He was known for his incredible sermons. He was so short, though, that he had to stand on a stool in order to be able to get his head above the high pulpits of Europe, and yet he was a giant in theology. One of the greatest theologians of his time, a Catholic apologist, a defender of the faith. He helped to convert many souls back to the faith. After teaching at Louvain, he was then chosen to come back to Rome to be the rector and professor at the Roman College, which is now known as the Gregorian University in Rome. Then he was chosen as an archbishop and as a cardinal in the year 1598. Even though he at first refused, he reluctantly had to accept this title of being a cardinal. But even as a cardinal, he lived in poverty, and he continued to teach a catechism class to children every week. In 1605, he was called to Rome to be an advisor to the Pope, a theological advisor to the Pope. In fact, during his lifetime, he was an advisor to 5 of the popes. He even wrote 2 catechisms. And these catechisms were the best-selling books in the world next to the Bible and the Imitation of Christ. When he was brought into the Vatican, he noticed how beautiful his room was. He noticed the curtains on the wall. And he did what Maria von Trapp did in The Sound of Music. He turned them into curtains. He gave away the beautiful curtains and said, "Make clothing for the poor out of these." He said, "The walls will not catch cold, but the poor will." During his lifetime, he was the friend and spiritual director for St. Aloysius Gonzaga, who made a deep impression upon Robert Bellarmine. The saintly young seminarian and priest was a dramatic impact upon Robert Bellarmine's life. So he was the confessor and spiritual director for Aloysius Gonzaga, and also a close friend and advisor to St. Francis de Sales. Robert Bellarmine was also a friend of Galileo. He had to admonish Galileo, his friend, for some of his views, to help temper his views. During the lifetime of Robert Bellarmine, and he always had poor health. He suffered from poor health, and even though he lived to be almost 80 years of age, he died at the age of 79, in the year 1621. He was only canonized in 1930 and declared a doctor of the church in 1931. So a doctor of the church is a saint of great eminent learning who is a great defender of the faith. St. Robert Bellarmine is buried in the church of St. Ignatius in Rome, in the Jesuit church. And he's also buried with many of the other saints right next to his spiritual son, Aloysius Gonzaga. The beautiful church of St. Ignatius has, I think, at least 5 or 6 tombs of the great Jesuits in Rome. We should say a prayer today for the students at George Mason University, because that is their chapel is named after St. Robert Bellarmine. So what we can learn from his life is his desire for union with Christ through prayer, through study, especially the study of sacred scripture, and his ability to defend the faith. He was one of the first Catholic apologists, being able to defend the faith. But he always said we must defend the faith in charity. In charity. So we can learn a great deal from that. Yes, we have to be able to defend our faith, but always do it in love. I'll give you a blessing now with the relic of St. Robert Bellarmine. You can venerate it after Mass. Through the intercession of St. Robert Bellarmine, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.